Good morning. My name is Jeffrey, and my wife Sonia is back there in the red. We've been enjoying coming to Grace for about a year, and we're very thankful for the ways that God has displayed his love to us through this part of the body of Christ. Something that we've been praying about for about a year started because of a relationship, friendship that I have with a couple that lives in the foothills of North Carolina. Their names are Bruce and Corloy. They are artists. Bruce is an accomplished fiddle player. His wife is an artist of several disciplines. And they don't have a relationship with God, or at least one that is based in truth. And the verse that comes to my mind when I think about them is 1 John 4:19. We love because he loved us first. In our hearts, there is a portrait gallery. And hanging on the walls of our hearts are portraits of all of the relationships that we have, of those people. We paint, or our color palette is truth or lies, it's mercy or bitterness. So just for a moment, I want to invite you to close your eyes and look at your portrait gallery. Find that portrait that you have of our triune God. It's beautiful. My portrait of the triune God is incomplete. It's getting closer to the truth, but there have been seasons in my life when I painted a false image of God. As I have meditated on God's word, such as 1 John 4:19, as I preach the gospel to myself, as I enjoy the ministry of the body of Christ and receive that love, my portrait of God improves. And most of all, it is the Spirit himself who comes and walks that gallery with me and leads me in the truth. So I am rich. We are rich because we are in the body of Christ. And as we dwell together and the Spirit here dwells with us, we are able to see and receive an answer to our prayer that we would know him, that we would be satisfied in him, that we would bring him glory. God's a creator. He's an artist. And we are made in his own image. Yet there are many people in our community who do not have, that do not acknowledge him. They do not give him thanks. And so, in response to that, Sonia and I are hosting a community event. It's a moment where we can have conversations about life and about how beautiful our God is. The event is a square dance. So at the beginning of this idea, it was, God, how do I display your beauty to Bruce and Corloy? And Bruce is a fiddle player. So this gives him an opportunity to display the gifts that God's given him. And, that's part of our North Carolina heritage, is fiddle music, the Appalachian Mountains. This event will be free. It is open to all who will come and receive it. And it's going to be done in God's name. At the beginning, we're going to say, why? Why are we hosting this community event? And Sonia and I are going to share our testimony. So it's a moment for us. I'm inviting you to come and be a part of it, to display God's nature of initiation, so that we would begin conversations, that we would call people by name, that we would love them where they are. And that's the big idea. The details are that it's going to be April 20th from 6 to 8 in the evening. It's going to be at the place will be the West Central Community Center on Yadkinville Road. I've told you about Bruce. He's going to be bringing a friend of his, and there's going to be a square dance caller. So if you are a little trepidatious about dancing, you know, this is a person who's a teacher. This is going to be a safe place for you to learn. There will be some light refreshments provided by Mary Hagland, who is herself a Winston-Salem institution. She runs the Mary's Gourmet Diner. And I hope you'll come and display with me how beautiful God is. Thank you.